In order to secure the right of abode in Hong Kong as a long-stay foreign national temporary resident, you need to show to the Immigration Department at the time that you make your application for permanent residency that you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years, and that any absences from Hong Kong in that time have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad. Moreover, you need to show to the Immigration Department at the time that you submit your application that you're settled in Hong Kong, and as part of the application process, you will need to have back-to-back residence visas throughout all of those 7 years and a continuous series of tax filings in that time to evidence the fact of your settlement in Hong Kong during those 7 years. Now, looking at your question, it would seem to me that you presently have, or are very likely to have, a current employment visa endorsed in your passport that takes you past the 7 year mark, given that you've already been here for a full 6 years. So in this instance, given what's going on and what you're trying to achieve as regards your potential for a permanent residency successfully applied for subsequently, is to at least speak to your employer and make sure that your employment that you're going to engage with this company is a Hong Kong employment. And in this regard, you're going to have a Hong Kong contract of employment and then make an application to the Immigration Department to change your sponsorship from your prior employer through to your new Hong Kong employer. And then, in that process, while you're negotiating, you need to clearly indicate to your employer that you need this position in Taiwan to be a temporary secondment ex-Hong Kong, with the intention that once your temporary secondment ex-Hong Kong is finished successfully, you're going to return to Hong Kong subsequently. And it's important that in the throes of having that negotiation, you document the intention as regards your temporary deployment to Hong Kong. Whilst all of this is in play and you then make your move to Taiwan to do the work that you're planning to do, it's important that you maintain in Hong Kong all the vestiges of life here to clearly demonstrate to the Immigration Department at the 7 year mark that you are going away only temporarily and intend to remain settled in Hong Kong throughout all of this time. So in this respect, you could look at, for example, continuing your current Hong Kong accommodation arrangements. Certainly, you have to keep filing your Hong Kong taxes. If you don't have the means to fund a continuing accommodation arrangements in Hong Kong, you could consider temporary storage of your household effects. If you're, as I say, giving up your residential premises, indicating to the Immigration Department that you're keeping your stuff here because you still live here for all practical purposes, it's just that you don't have the need for day-to-day accommodations whilst you undertake your temporary secondment to Taiwan. And also, whilst it's not clear on the question as you've posed it, whether you have any accompanying family with you, if your family are going to accompany you to Taiwan, you need to make sure that any arrangements as regards their subsequent return to Hong Kong can be evidenced, such as if you're able to maintain the prospect of school places a year or two down the road for your children, if you're taking them out of school in Hong Kong so that they can continue their education with you as a family during your time in Taiwan. So all things considered, you need to be able to show the Immigration Department that not only what does the documentation in relation to your employment show that you're being temporarily seconded away from Hong Kong with a view to a subsequent return, but the actions that you take on the ground here to allow the Immigration Department to see clearly that, yes, you're not abandoning your settlement, you're effectively being forced out of Hong Kong for a temporary secondment to further your career or the goals, or the commercial goals and aspirations of your employer. So, as I say, the key thing throughout all of this is to demonstrate now, through the documentation and the decisions that you make, that you're not planning to abandon your continuity of ordinary residence. You're just going there to Taiwan temporarily. Okay, so once you've put all that in place and the 7 years have gone by, you will need to be in Hong Kong on the day that you file your right of abode application, and also you need to be in Hong Kong on the day that the Immigration Department verify your eligibility for a permanent identity card, which is the first step just immediately prior to issuing your permanent identity card, which denotes that your approval. So that's effectively the challenge ahead of you, and I hope you found this useful.